Congratulations on the victory. That was a gutsy performance. These players, both sides, they left it all out, both sides.
Yeah, it was probably a great game to watch. I'm proud of our guys. They had to fight through a lot of adversity. Yeah. I mean, we come with number one. We're playing without Jace, who's a really important part to us. JP goes down the first quarter. He tried to come back. He just couldn't go. He couldn't push off. So, you know, we lose a halfback and a linebacker and Jace, and then we lose a guard and a linebacker and JP, and the other guys stepped in. Oscar came in and played. Emilio Contreras came in and played at guard also, and rotating our D tackles, trying to keep them a little fresh for their pounding game. And, you know, then Houston stepped in at linebacker and played really well. That last drive, we blitzed him a lot, and he was hitting that quarterback behind the line of scrimmage on a couple of them. And, you know, we just kept fighting.
Yeah.
You know, and then they try to go play action on first down. Pretty gutsy call by them, and Avery did a great job of reading his keys, and he's just sitting on it. You know, so, you know, guys, they just made big plays when they had to all through the game. I mean, it might be, you know, a linebacker blitz, drop him in the backfield or come off the edge and stop that sweep. And, you know, we weren't perfect by any means, but our effort was pretty incredible. And the guys really listened. And, you know, they were trying to coach him up on the run sometimes, especially some new guys in there. And, you know, they really, really took it well and listened and tried to make corrections.
You guys were punched in the mouth in that first quarter, down 14-0. And, I mean, you haven't been down 14 points, two possessions, let alone the first half all year. And that was a gutsy way to come back and then take the lead there in the third quarter.
Yeah, we got that nice drive there late in the quarter and kind of proved themselves they could move the ball on the ground and take it right at him. Brady ran tough. I think one play broke four or five tackles on his own. You know, it's just one of those games. I mean, I thought we came out a little flat, which might have led to some of the issues there. And, you know, but also, I mean, that's they're 4-0 for a reason.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. I think we've maybe played tougher competition, but that doesn't take anything away from them. They're tough. But, you know, it's a different speed what they're running than what our scout team runs.
Yeah.
So it took a little bit of time to adjust right there.
Guys definitely adjusted. And, you know, I know Dylan Metzger threw a couple of picks. One of them, it was just a deflection, and the second one was right at the end trying to
get
something
at the
end.
Yeah, he had to throw that. We're probably more disappointed a couple times he got sacked when we felt like he should have got rid of it, which we've been working on all week.
Yeah.
But overall, he played really well. I mean, we got him rolling out where he didn't have pressure, and he hit some big passes and, you know, got us down the field on some big first downs for us, and just a great run right there. He hadn't really scrambled much the whole game, and all of a sudden that left side just caved in, and I think I saw Tanner riding the kid inside. He just took off around the edge, and you know, the time he took off, it was obvious he was going to score unless he cramped up.
Yeah, absolutely. That was so wide open. But yeah, you mentioned the players that had to step in. Oscar had a pretty big spot there at right guard, and you mentioned Houston. But
Oscar came in at right guard, and then, you know, right before a half, he's cramping up because he's playing D tackle and right guard, and so we chose to go with Emilio at right guard because he knows plays pretty well, and let Oscar focus on defense, try to stay off his legs a little bit there. So, you know, we rotated Oscar in and out on defense some too to get a bigger body in there with Adrian some. You know, it was nice we got Adrian back this week. So, you know.
That was huge. And, man, I thought Colin had that going all the way there, that last kickoff return. But he had that nice touchdown catch where he was wide open. And that's the first thing. You got to catch it second. You just get into the end zone.
I told him there's a white line over. It's bad. He just stepped out of bounds. He's trying to run as fast as he could and trying to peek who was behind him, I think. But, you know, defensively, really disappointed in a couple things. We got lined up poorly on their big pass down there for a first down. Then we got the late hit out of bounds. We're lined up wrong. We got nobody covering the receiver because we didn't get the right alignment, and that can't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be lined up right, and it wasn't a trick formation they threw at us. We just got kind of on the wrong side of the field and had to run away across, and they did run up and snap it quick on that one. So
this is a huge gut check win and a grueling schedule, and this schedule you played, it really sets you guys up nicely for moments like this when it's crunch time.
Yeah, well, we're not going to see any more speed than we saw against Millwood. You know, we might see more disciplined teams or more physical or whatever, but that definitely speed, something we saw earlier, definitely helps us, I think. But, you know, they got a couple sweeps early, the one touchdown run, and we just didn't run very good lanes. We didn't come up hard and turn them in with some pressure. I mean, we don't just want to run up there and say, hey, I turned you in. We want to come up with some physicality and pound them somewhere and make them cut back in, and we did that better later in the game.
Well, you can't get to 2-0 in district play without getting to 1-0 in district play.
That's right.
And now you get to a neutral site game. It'll be a home game for Holcomb, of course, next Friday. But on the turf there, brand new turf at Garden City Community College.
Yeah, I don't care where we play. You know, we're not giving up home game next year to play on Garden's turf. But, you know, they can if they want to. We're just going to go play and, you know, get a couple guys healthy, I hope, and get back on track. And find that energy right out of the gate. You know, come out of the locker room with the energy and don't want to be flat like we were tonight. So,
but congratulations, Coach, on a win. And these two teams, you know, they've been kind of highlighted as much improved teams from last year, and they definitely showed that tonight.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen them in 4 years, so we don't know much about them. But our guys, it's a different story this year, the excitement, the leadership we have going, and just the playing hard, playing physical, you know. I still don't know. We couldn't even tell on the iPads upstairs in that first quarter. Somebody came up and laid their kid out on their sideline over there, and we couldn't even tell who it was. We'll have to watch the film and just maybe pick it out. But that was a hit right there.
I think that might have been Noel.
Yeah, we kind of think it might have been Noel, but we weren't really sure. For a skinny little fella, he can compound you a little bit.
He might have to give him one of those pancake stickers for that.
He might get one of those, yeah. But, you know, we it was a good gut check for us. You know, like I said, really proud of them, the way they just battled back and didn't give up and down 14-0, and we just come storming back on them. So.
Well, thanks again for the time. Go enjoy this one. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.